Mike Bassick, the former tickets in Dallas producer, will be joining us in about 15 minutes. A lot of people wondering why we're having him on, and apparently you had a conversation via Twitter and then a phone conversation with him, and obviously he feels completely guilty for what he did.
I think rightfully so.
I think the big reason why he's agreed to come on is because he slighted San Antonio with not only a racial slur, but just a slur in general. And I don't think he can move forward in this until he makes a public apology, and that's what this forum is going
to
be for.
But it's more about the public. It's not about coming on the ticket making a public apology. If he wants to make a public apology, he does it in all forums here in San Antonio. And I just don't think, being that Peter reached out to him via Twitter, I don't think he didn't reach out to Peter. He didn't say, hey, you know what? I want to get this off my chest because I've wronged San Antonio. He said something that was totally ignorant and very offensive. But at the same time, now we have him on to let, you know, to show San Antonio that he's sorry. I don't think he's sorry. I think if you're sorry, you go
hold on.
You go through the means on your own of making that statement out there. You don't go through you. You don't go out reaching out to a guy like that saying you want to help him.
No, absolutely. I've been in a similar situation.
Your situation was nothing like his.
But hold on.
Yours was nothing like his.
But at the same point, if you're able to go out there, because I see the interviews, and I didn't feel it was real. When I hear a quote, or he sends out a tweet, or he sends out anything, and we've had that discussion, you and me, off air before. Sometimes you don't get that. If I read in the paper that, oh, well, he feels very sorry, and you know, I want to think about with God, and I want
to
be, and he prays all these cards.
It has nothing to do with you, Peter. This is you reaching out to him.
I want to know what happened. I want to know what part.
You find out what happens instead of bringing San Antonio into it and the people that you think want to hear this.
I don't think it's just San Antonio. I think there's a lot of people, and I don't think that it was just based on San Antonio. I think there's ramifications outside of San Antonio. I think it's a very interesting situation.
Yeah, it is. It is very. It's very sensitive, and he's been handled for that because he was let go of his job. As you say, similar situation. You don't have a similar situation with him.
So at that point, you're not for forgiveness whatsoever. You're saying that this guy should not get.
It's about him coming on a show to ask for forgiveness to people.
What is so?
You're missing the point. He didn't reach out to you saying, "Hey, you know what? This is really heavy on my heart. I want to put this out there." Mm-hmm. He didn't do that. You searched him out because you thought this was something that needed to be done.
Absolutely.
You thought.
I think that he should go out there and have a public forum to do that.
Not everybody else felt that way. He's been dealt with. This. I don't think they hear this show in Dallas.
I bet they are this morning.
But I don't think they hear this show in Dallas where they're like, let's see what he does.
No, if anything, I think that there's good lessons to learn from all of this, one way or another.
I think one of the lessons to learn is be careful what you say, be careful what you tweet, be careful what you text.
The lesson has already been established by him being let go of his job. It's not about continuing on with this.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to more of that coming up in just a little while when he joins us at 7:30. Spurs lose last night. Joined on Ticket 760 at this time by Mike Bassick, former producer for Ticket in Dallas. A couple of weeks ago during the Dallas series, he sent out several tweets, some unfortunate ones for him that led to his suspension and ultimate firing. He's agreed to come on the show with us this morning and discuss what happened a couple of weeks ago. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing today?
Good morning, guys. Doing okay.
Mike, you know, I'm taking a lot of heat this morning, especially here from Bruce Bowen, even some of the texters and callers, and, you know, saying to giving you this form. And I mean, what do you have to say right off the bat to just those that are even questioning the fact that you could come on the air here and just the people of San Antonio?
Man, first of all, I want to thank you guys. And I just want to say I'm sorry because the apologies that I've done so far have either been through Twitter or through the ticket, which they were my words, but it's tough to be sincere in an apology written out. I think for the most part, anytime that we've heard an apology just through written words, it's really tough to put your heart. It's tough to put into words how terrible you feel for what you've done.
Now, Mike, a lot of people want to ask you that question. Do you feel terrible because there's a suspension and obviously the firing that came after that? A lot of people question when you, anytime they see these apologies, they feel that it's one of those, well, I'll just go in front of the camera, say what I need to do so I can move on and get the next gig.
Yeah, no, I understand that, how people feel. I would just say that on Sunday night, I started about 20, 30 minutes later, about when I started getting retweets of it and people questioning what I just put out there. That's when I started calling people and saying, I think I did something wrong, and then I know I did something wrong, and how should I handle this?
You should have known you did something wrong when you put something like that out there, as derogatory as it is, especially in this city and this state, period.
Yes, true. The thing is, I don't really have a defense. That's what I'm coming on to say is how sorry I am, and apologetic, and stupid, and any word you want to put with it is true.
Mike Bassick joining us on the Morning Drive here. Mike, I mean, take us through the night. I mean, you go out hanging out with some of the buddies, and where were you at? What happened that night?
A buddy called me. I did a show on Sunday, and then he called me up and he said he was in town and wanted to go watch the game, and so talked to the wife and decided to go out and just watching the game and drinking. And then as the Spurs started pulling away, frustrated, mad, then tweeting, and you put your sarcasm and feelings out there, and everything that I did just led to a terrible, terrible mistake.
We're joined by Mike Bassick from Dallas, former Ticket in Dallas producer and host. I think the one thing, we live in a different world now than we've ever lived before. I'm just getting into the Twitter stuff. I don't think my life is that interesting to tell you what I'm doing every second of the day like a lot of people do. But whether it's me or you or Bruce or Peter, anybody that is in the public forum, we're a lot different than Joe the Plumber. I mean, Joe the Plumber can say something that's derogatory and racist, and it's probably not going to come back and haunt him, except in the circle of friends that he hangs out with. But any time that you're in the public eye, look at the situation that's gone on for 6 months now with Tiger Woods. Look at the other people that are certainly, you know, none of us are in the same category of popularity that he is. But whether any time that you represent other people, whether your views represent you or your company, a lot of times there is no defining line between the two, and anything that is said really is scrutinized and looked over when you do something in any of these social media forums.
Yes, sir, you're correct, and I don't want to come on here and make excuses. That's what I'm not on here to do. I'm here to apologize to the city of San Antonio, to everybody and anyone who I've offended. I just want to say I'm sorry, I didn't mean for it to be like it was. I was stupid enough at the time to believe that just the people following me or just the people reading the tweets were people that were associated with the Ticket in Dallas. And unfortunately, in Dallas, we do play that drop every day on the radio. Now, since I did what I did, they have pulled that drop, but it was a soundbite
that you guys use.
Unfortunately, on our station.
Right. Now, Mike, I mean, how did that process go? Whenever it happened, you get pulled into the office and they immediately suspended you. How did those meetings go?
Yeah, I contacted them Sunday night and told them what happened, and they said, okay, we'll deal with the mess in the morning. Come on in. We'll meet with you at 8 o'clock. And they met with me at 8 o'clock, and they just said, Mike, this is going to be tough. And I didn't know about the stuff going on in Arizona at the time, and they informed me about the stuff going on in Arizona and just said, this is a really bad time to throw out that type of derogatory comment. We're going to call up Cumulus in Atlanta. This is out of our hands, and we will see what they have to say. And they said, you know, go tell Norm Hitchkiss, who I produced for, go tell him that you're not going to work today, and we will call you as soon as we hear something. And then I got called at 10:15 and told that they were going to suspend me. They weren't sure for how long. They thought it would be a week, but they wanted to just think about it a little longer, and that they would get back to me. And then at 3:30 on Monday afternoon, they called me up and said, here's what is going to happen. You're going to be suspended for a week without pay. You're not going to work the weekend. The next time you'll be on is Monday. And then just explain to me how we are going to handle the situation on the air. Talk to, you know, just told me he had talked to everybody on staff, said we are how we are going to handle that, and that they will talk to me later in the week before, you know, going back on the air to talk about things. I asked it at those times. I said, look, I'm getting a lot of email. I'd obviously like to respond and say how sorry I am to each individual who deserves an apology, they said, don't answer, and I understand, they said, don't answer any email, don't go on any radio show, don't do any interview, just put an apology on Twitter, put an apology on our website, and then pretty much, you know, just stay out of everything.
And I
agreed.
And then, Mike, they come out there and they fire you. Now, we've seen the fallout here has been minimal. You know, people are highly upset, and rightfully so. The fallout from there, though, too, it's not just San Antonio. I mean, you've upset an entire community, not just here in San Antonio, but up there in Dallas as well.
Every Hispanic person by making that statement. And it's not about all the things that are taking place right now. I don't care to hear about how this thing was done. I don't care to hear about how your boss has said this or said that. What I'm more concerned with is for you to think of something like that, you've had to have those thoughts prior to this. And that's the part that I have an issue with.
I understand, Bruce, and the only thing that I can say for my defense there is it was a terrible, terrible remark. But if you wanted to know like where I grew up, I grew up in Duncanville High School. I grew up in Duncanville.
Isn't a call for me to say. I don't want to hear where you were from or anything like that. My thoughts are these types of things don't take place unless people have these thoughts. That's what I'm saying.
I
could care less where it's from or anything like that.
I don't know how to answer any, like, I'm trying to answer, but I understand that you don't care because you're very upset with me, and I understand.
With all the situations we have in this day and time with racism, and you do something like this using a public forum, you want to talk about all your followers and things like that. Yeah, well, to whom much is given, much is required as well. And you have completely taken that to task right now, and I don't think this is the forum for you. It doesn't sound to me like you are reaching out to each and everybody here. If you're trying to do something, then you get on the phone with the local radio stations, all of them, not just this one. You get on the phone with news stations, you get on the phone with people in the city of Dallas, all the places that you can't say this enough, because everybody is affected. It's not just San Antonio, it's not just Dallas, it's all over the world.
Well, and Michael, to that question, the fallout in Dallas, how's the fallout in Dallas been?
Has there been
people that have, I mean, have you had altercations or people that have threaten you and come out? I mean, it's not just a hold on, but it's not just a San Antonio thing.
That's not anything to do with sports. Have you been threatened? That's not.
No, I think that. But if you hold on, Bruce, if you're going to bring up the idea,
this is TV here. You're interviewing him like this is TV. You what?
This is not a real. I'm asking if the people of Dallas said, you know what, this is fine.
That don't care to hear this right now. There's a lot of people that don't care to hear that.
We're
talking about this, and it's sports going on.
I care.
And it's sports going on.
I care. Because I want to know.
What's taking place with baseball. Let's talk about what's going on in the NBA playoffs. We're talking about this. This took place last two weeks.
Mike, thanks.
All I can say to that, Peter, is I feel like you reached out to me. My agent didn't want me doing any interviews, but I felt like I wanted to come on San Antonio, especially San Antonio, because that's who I most offended. I know I offended a lot of people in this country, a lot of people overseas fighting for the military. I screwed up tremendously. I'm very sorry. I'm trying to do things in my life to correct these things that I've done. And I understand Bruce has every right to say what he has to say. I think a lot of people feel like Bruce feels, and you know, I all I can say is I'm very sorry, and I don't know how else to do it. I've contacted Big Brothers, Big Sisters to be a Big Brother. I've contacted LULAC to say how sorry I am and to ask to do community service. I've talked to my pastor at church to talk about how I want to be a more active Christian and do things to help out more. I'm trying my best in my community and in my life to help out and to not, you know, just sit on the sideline and just say, oh, I'm fired and feel sorry for myself and sulk in my house. I want to get out and try to do things to help out in my community. I can't make right what I did. There's nothing I can do to take back what I did, and I wish I could. I've lived that moment over in my life every day since then, and it's been really tough, but I don't want people like Bruce. I feel like he feels like he doesn't want people feeling sorry for me, and I don't want people feeling sorry for me. I feel terrible for what I've done, and I'm going to try my best to try to make up for what I did, but I know ultimately what I did was way more hurtful than how I can make up.
Well, all right, Mike, thanks for coming on with us, and best of luck as you try to straighten things out.
Yes, sir. Okay,
got it, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Bacsik from Dallas joining us this morning on The Morning Drive. Coming up next, we'll get back into Spurs and Suns, talk about the Game 2 coming up tomorrow night out in Phoenix, and the series switching back to San Antonio for 3-4 this weekend. 7:45, time for a traffic update on Ticket 760. Here's the deal. Yeah. If you look at Steve Howe, he got seven chances on cocaine. Pete Rose has been vilified for 22 years for betting on baseball. He's still in the doghouse. You've got guys that have murdered. You've got guys that have wife beat. You've got guys that are not good citizens still in the public forum, whether it's politics or sports or whatever. But you say something stupid and racist, and you're like wearing this scarlet letter forever. Is there any way that you ever can make amends for that?
I think actions speak louder than words. And what I mean by actions speaking louder than words is you initiate things. You go out there and say, you know what? What I've done is idiotic. I shouldn't have done this. And I'm going to make amends with folks as far as me going out and about. It's not Peter contacting a guy to have him on the show.
Well, I think...
What is your big hang-up about
this? Hold on. Wait a second.
But here's the deal, they have
a conversation, and Peter says, hey, would you like to come on the air and talk about it?
Peter,
and the guy
goes,
after you get to know him after a 5-minute conversation.
But my point is, when this takes place, you want to befriend somebody like that?
No, I didn't
befriend him. No.
You know what? I'm trying to be a bigger person. I think this guy did an absolutely hellacious thing. Hold on, Bruce.
A bigger person by reaching out to him. You don't have a relationship with him to be a bigger person.
So I can't be. There's a lot of people that are pissed off here in San Antonio and in Dallas as well too.
So I can't hold on. You represent the people of San Antonio?
Why not?
Because I don't think you do.
I got a microphone and I can at least have people know what went through this idiot's mind when he did it. He did a very racist thing.
You don't represent the people of San Antonio.
Then do you?
See, I don't think.
Then does anybody outside of the mayor? What the hell is that?
I don't think there's anything that's different in whether Peter said, "Hey, would you like to come on?" or Mike saying, "Hey, can I come on your show and apologize?" Either way, it's the same way.
No. There is a difference. There is a difference. Somebody has repentant heart and say, you know what, I want to make amends.
Dude, you are so hung up with people having apologies. It's unbelievable.
How am I hung up with people having apologies?
Why not? Why can't this guy come in? Do you think that this guy, Bruce, you're telling
apologies?
Me because I reached out, not this guy reached out to us. Like this guy was saying, oh, well, everything is fine and dandy. I lost my job. I've got to have a police security when I take my kids to school.
What's the first thing you said to me? You could relate to him? Isn't that what you said?
I think that when people make mistakes, you have to apologize.
Isn't that what you said to me?
Sure.
How can you relate to
recently,
him?
I recently got fired.
You didn't do your job right, and he says something racist. How is that similar? You didn't do your job right.
They lost their job.
And he says something.
But how do you have the audacity to come in here and say, well, I don't take any kind of apology.
I didn't say that's what you're doing. I don't take any kind of apology. That's exactly what you're doing.
You sit there and give the guy a time. And listen, the guy deserves a hard time. He deserved to get suspended. I don't think he should have gotten fired. But you know what? He did.
Of course you don't think he should have gotten fired because birds of a feather flock together.
So you're saying I'm a racist? Or you're saying I'm a bad guy?
No, I didn't say that. I said birds of a feather flock together.
Come on, man. Get off your high horse, man.
But other than coming out and saying, you know, like Al Campanis went away. I mean, from when he said what he said on Nightline, we never heard from the guy again. I think he even passed away a couple years later. Same thing happened with Jimmy the Greek. Howard Cosell's Monday Night Football career was virtually over by then. And I think one of the things, you get this blacklist, and I think that while you had the idea, you would have never said that if the thought didn't come through your mind at one time or another. And a lot of times we verbalize things that we think that may be subconscious, that we sometimes subconsciously think, but they come out. And like I said, sometimes we say something to our kids that are mean, or to the wife that we shouldn't have said. And about the time that you get the words out, you wish you could reach back and take them back. But I'm just wondering, we never got the three that I just mentioned never got the never figured out a way to make amends, to get back in good graces with the public. They were all the good things they ever did in their lives were erased by that one comment. And I think Mike Bacsik has put himself in a similar situation. Whatever good he's done in his life, I mean, up until 2 weeks ago, he was known as the guy that gave up Barry Bonds' 756th home run after his Major League Baseball career fizzled. Now he's known as a guy that said something stupid and offensive, and that's going to follow him for the rest of his life.
You're a man of Christian faith. I know that you do a lot here in the community, and part of that is forgiving people. So you're saying that how he apologizes makes a difference. He shouldn't have the opportunity to be forgiven because of the way that somebody got in touch with him and how he could tell his story.
No, see, you're missing it. You reached out to him. He didn't reach out to you.
But
the thing is, what made you reach out to him?
Because I think it's very interesting about what happened.
Because absolutely.
Well, I think when Peter's a big Twitter, a big Facebook guy, and so when a conversation takes place between two people,
a big Twitter and Facebook person is somebody like Alicia Kutcher.
Well, but yeah, obviously he's got more followers than Peter will ever have.
Thank you.
Or all of us
rightfully
will have.
So too.
But I'm just saying he uses the forum a lot. I get on Facebook once a month and Twitter have about half that much of the time. But the thing is whether or not, you know, in the course of a conversation, Peter called me, what was it, Sunday night or Saturday night, and said, hey, guess who I just talked to? I had an hour conversation with the guy. And throughout the course of the hour is how it was determined, hey, would you like to come on the air? And all of a sudden it becomes something that he chooses to want to do. I just think that we live in an era right now where we forgive a lot of things. We got people in the NFL that have killed people. We've got people in Major League Baseball that have been suspended for drugs multiple times. We've got sex offenders. We've got wife beaters. We've got the whole nine yards when it comes down to people in the public forum and in professional sports that have done very wrong things to people. And this is an era that is so taboo. And so it's very difficult sometimes to even discuss race relations because you're afraid of saying something that might be
determined
as offensive.
But the thing is, I offered the challenge to him to come on and apologize. And you know what? If he didn't want to, then he didn't have to. And he came on there. The guy is despicable for what he did, yes. And he's paying the consequences for it. But if you're going to come out here in any of us, in any world, to say a guy makes a mistake, and you can't go out there and you're not going to accept apology because of that, I think you need to take a deep look at yourself and go, well, I don't think that's a real apology. What do you want him to do? Write you a damn Christmas card?
Who are you talking to?
Not just anybody.
Who are you talking to right
you
now?
You or anybody in particular.
You talking to me right now?
Anybody in particular that has a problem.
Did I say that I didn't accept his apology? Did I say that?
I think you're upset with the – I don't think you felt it. You didn't give him a
question.
Chance.
Did I say that?
I didn't see that you accepted it.
Answer the question, yes or no?
No, I guess not.
Oh, okay. I didn't accept his apology. Okay. That's what you heard me say. Yeah, exactly.
All right, we'll get back into some sports stuff next hour.
Oh, sports now. Now Peter doesn't want to be a big shot news guy and bring something that has nothing to do with sports.
You're right, Bruce. No one cared about that interview. You're right.
No, it's a lot that didn't.
We'll get into Juan and Louie and Juan and Daryl coming up. And also Rick Harrell will join us at 8:15.
You want to get out of your high horse right now for the 8 o'clock hour? Uh-oh. And you can continue to do the show with us?
That interview, by the way, is now.
Because you can. It's kind of high.
How tall is it?
It's pretty high.
Is now high?
I don't know. 6 foot,
okay,
eight?
Both of you, hush. Interview is now on Ticket 760 website at Ticket760.com. 7:58 on Ticket 760.